right, welcome back. Second half hour. Who's talking this evening? Jim Hobgood here, Frank Maloney to my left, and Michael Tusky in between. Before we go to Chris Horn of the Sabre, we're going to do our Play of the Game segment, now sponsored by the Mark Foss Brown team at Keller Williams Realty. Frank?
Who's Talking recognizes UVA guard Mustafa Farrakhan for his terrific all-round play in leading UVA to a big home ACC win versus Georgia Tech. Moose scored 23 points and had 5 assists in a must-win game for the Cavaliers. In fact, Mustafa is averaging 19 points in the last 5 games. Let's hope that Moo can keep it going. I also remember a terrific play that he made in the first half where he did a crossover dribble, did a couple of dribbles, then a juke move, changed the ball in the air from one hand to the other and glanced it off the backboard and got fouled and made the foul shot, the old traditional 3-point play. And he's added some new moves to his repertoire, and certainly Moo has got to keep it going for UVA to win.
Well, the one thing he's done, and I think Mike Jaminski pointed this out in the broadcast the other day, is consistency. You know, Mustafa earlier in his career was the type he'd have a good game and then he'd have a couple of games where he kind of disappeared. The thing he's really done recently and hopefully will continue to do through the balance of the season is be a consistent scorer. He has the experience, as you say, he had 5 assists, and of course the thing that Coach Bennett has liked about him from the outset is he plays good defense. So in order to play for Tony Bennett, you're going to have to play good defense. So he's contributing at both ends of the floor, and we hope that continues beginning tomorrow night against Maryland.
And by the way, Mustafa has scored in double figures 14 times this season. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, he's had a good year. You know, as a senior, I mean, he's the one guy. I mean, you started the year with Will Sherrill, Mustafa, and Mike Scott, and all of a sudden, two of the three have had injury issues. Of course, Mike Scott will play his senior year next year, this year.
And junior guard Sammy Zaglinski has played with 2 injuries, and
But I think he's starting to get back into game shape and getting a few more minutes. And the one thing he does, he brings a little more offense to the – when Coach Bennett goes to the four-guard offense, it's important to have Sammy available, and he gives you one more guy on the perimeter that's a threat that the other teams have to focus on. So I think good things have happened in the last couple of weeks, and hopefully it'll continue.
No doubt. Well, at some point here we need to get Chris Horn on because we want to talk about football recruiting. All right, I think Chris is with us. Chris, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, we're delighted to have Chris Horn with us, the Sabre recruiting analyst. He's been working with the Sabre since 2004, correct?
I believe it was 2002, but I kind of get everything jumbled up these days. So
Who's counting, right? I mean, it's...
I thought it was 1973 he started with the Sabre.
This is a young guy.
Oh, okay.
All right, so Christopher... Virginia, he gets this verbal commitment from a nice safety, Mason Thomas. He's not a highly sought-after player, but obviously a high-character guy with good grades and sort of a can-do attitude and good size and speed. What do you make of his commitment?
Well, I know he's a guy that Virginia has been tracking for a while, and I guess it came as a little bit of a surprise because everybody's focus was on obviously with kind of the big four remaining targets, Curtis Grant, Darius Jennings, Dominique Terrell, and Jeremiah Hendy. But as I mentioned, he's a guy that Virginia's been following for a while. And, you know, I'm sure the coaching staff in terms of numbers know, I'm sure they know exactly where they are. And just in terms of the player, you mentioned kind of he's got the intangibles quality. He's a good kid. He's got the size and the speed that you're looking for. And he's out of the Virginia Beach area, which is certainly an area that I know you know Mike London and his staff would love to continue to recruit, of course, this year and in future years. So it seems like certainly a solid pickup. Certainly, probably not the one of the big names yet, but you know those guys are going to decide here pretty soon.
Okay, so with all that said. David Watford and Daquan Romero have enrolled early, correct?
Correct.
All right. So their scholarships apply to the 2010 class, and that means that Virginia currently has, what, 23 kids lined up for this 2011 class?
That's correct. Yep.
All right. So doing the math there, Mr. Recruiting Expert, you got Curtis Grant, who you know they're going to make room for him if he says yes.
Right.
Dominique Terrell, a four-star, if he says yes, they're going to take him. Darius Jennings has scored every way but Sunday. They'll take him. And A.J. Hendy, another great defensive back. Mm-hmm. They would love to have him. So what's going to happen? Is Virginia going to start offering lacrosse and track and field scholarships to some of these guys?
Well, I'm sure, at this point, I mean, I think, you know, in recruiting, this can be a common occurrence. You know, maybe not with Virginia most times, but, you know, it does happen in terms of oversigning. You're allowed to enroll 25 guys in a given class, so only 25 guys will be able to enroll in the summer. But if they do get all four, I wouldn't say that's a likelihood, but it is a possibility if they get all four that I'm sure the staff know they know the numbers, and you know, it's not something that I'm sure that they haven't prepared for or thought about. So haven't been able to kind of dig up exactly what exactly how those spots may open up, but but we'll see. But yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, got to trust the coaches, and I'm sure they know exactly what's going on.
All right. With all that said, all right, let's break down the big four. All right. Let's start with Curtis Grant right here at Hermitage High School. Which way is the wind blowing today?
Well, he's the one thing we do know is that he's down to four schools, Florida, Ohio State, Virginia, and he's got his final official visit to North Carolina this weekend. My personal opinion is that the choice will be Ohio State or Virginia, but I think in Florida in that mix as well. Of the four prospects, though, I don't feel as good about Virginia's chances at landing Curtis, but I think it is certainly still a possibility. There's a lot of comfort level involved with Coach Lund has made a real big impression on him, and I know he knows a lot of players that have committed. To Virginia's 2011 class, so there certainly still is a chance with Curtis, but Ohio State and Florida are really two top programs and schools certainly to be reckoned with.
All right, so Dominique Terrell, number three player in the state of Virginia, right behind Demetrius Nicholson and Curtis Grant. Where does he stand?
Of the four players, I think I like Virginia's chances best with Dominique. He had a great official visit this past weekend. Really got along. From all accounts, got along very, very well with the players and the coaches, and in particular, Mike London struck a chord with him. So I like Virginia's chances the best with him. He's got an official visit to Miami this weekend, and West Virginia is also in consideration. But at this point, I think Virginia is probably the favorite to land him.
All right, Darius Jennings scores every chance he gets the ball practically. What's the deal?
Right, kind of a similar player to Dominique in that they're both dynamic offensive players. So obviously both guys, as you mentioned, that Virginia would love to have. He's down to Ohio State, Virginia, and Wake Forest, and at this point just kind of just waiting to make his decision, hearing out, I guess, the final pitches from all three of these schools. Ohio State likes him on defense. Virginia likes him as wide receiver. Wake Forest is saying that he could come in and play quarterback. At this point, I do like Virginia. He's been to Virginia three times, and he's had great visits all three times. I think he feels comfortable there. At this point, though, I wouldn't be surprised with any of the three at this point with Darius. So we'll see. But I mean, Virginia's done a great job recruiting him, and is right there, and easily could come away with his commitment.
All right, A.J. Hendy. You would say you'd have to rate him probably fourth on the list, but he's a terrific player.
Yeah, he's a guy I like a lot out of Bowie, Maryland. He's a big physical cornerback, about 6'1", 190 pounds. I had a chance to see him at the Chesapeake Bowl All-Star Game, which was played up in Towson, Maryland, and he had I just liked his look, and he plays physical, but he's got the speed to run with the receivers as well, and if they can get him to go along with Brandon Phelps and Demetrius Nicholson at cornerback, I got to think Mike London's going to be a pretty happy guy come next Wednesday. Jeremiah is looking at also looking at Iowa. Maryland is still very much in the picture. He committed to Maryland and then opened things back up after the coaching change. But Virginia could easily get him as well. He's a guy, though, in my mind, that I could see him. I kind of give the same chance to Iowa as I do Virginia, as I do to Maryland. He's a guy I could see going in any different direction there. But again, from all accounts, he had a great visit as well this past weekend, and has gotten along with the players very well and Coach London. So certainly he may come in fourth on the list, but he's a guy, like I said, that I like a lot and would be a great fit to go along with the rest of the defensive backs they have already received commitments from.
Chris, what's the likely timing from the? Could it be any day, or are these guys going to probably wait until next week to make a final decision?
Yeah, well, Jim, obviously it'd be nice any day to have kind of all this stuff wrapped up. But I know Curtis is going to decide make his announcement on signing day at Hermitage High School in the afternoon. I believe I haven't confirmed anything, but Darius Jennings, it sounds like he's going to be a signing day decision. A.J. Hendy could decide at any time. He was scheduled to make an official visit to UCLA this weekend. I'm not 100% sure if that's going to happen, but at last check it was scheduled, so he could be a signing day decision. And I know Dominique Terrell is going to make a decision next week as well. So at this point, I think Virginia fans are going to have to wait and wait till next week.
Well, the interesting thing is, of course, in recruiting, there's no consolation prize. It really doesn't help you to be the runner-up with these kids. But on a positive front, as I hear you going down through this list, and kids are still looking at Virginia, but the other schools competing are Ohio State, Florida, and places like that. It shows Coach London has really made an impact.
Oh, no question, and especially you know with Curtis, obviously that's big with a guy, an in-state guy. You at least want to be in the running with those guys, those top guys. And another thing that, I mean, that certainly is something that I think to hang your hat, but it's also kind of gets lost that Virginia's compiled a very, very good class already. David Watford, the quarterback out of Hampton, and Daquan Romero, linebacker out of Phoebus, both very, very good prospects that have already enrolled at Virginia, and fans will get a chance to check them out in spring practice. But Demetrius Nicholson, one of my favorite players in the class, of Under Armour All-American, shutdown cornerback along with Brandon Phelps. This class is already very, very good. Obviously, a lot of the focus is on the remaining guys, but certainly Coach London's got a lot to be pleased about next week with what he's done in state, but just in general in terms of adding playmakers to the fold.
All right, last question. In all your years covering recruiting, particularly in state, how would you rate this class? Is this possibly the best class you've seen? Let's assume Virginia gets two out of the remaining Big Four.
Right.
Would you say that this was the best class Virginia's had, top to bottom?
I think the Al Groh's first class certainly. Of course, I mean in terms of how they're rated coming in, I think Al Groh's first class with Ahmad Brooks, Kai Parham, Michael Johnson, with how highly those guys are rated coming in. Of course, you know you follow their careers and kind of you know things shake out a little differently, but. That was certainly a superstar class. I think that this class, if they land Curtis Grant and if they are able to get Darius Jennings and Dominique Terrell and those guys, it certainly could be at the top or right below that class is what I would say. So, you know, Coach London's made a great impression so far, and I think also though he's made inroads in state again, kind of reestablishing Virginia. So I think he's accomplished a lot of the goals that he had set out. For his first class and adding dynamic playmakers, but also, you know, establishing those inroads in the state of Virginia again.
Chris, as always, we thank you, and the Wahoo Nation will keep our fingers crossed over the next several days and hope we get some good news out of these last four kids. But as you say, Coach London doing a terrific job already, but always hope for the best. But anyway, thanks for joining us. Chris Horn of the Sabre joining us. We're going to go to a break and come back with maybe a few comments about the ACC basketball schedule in the days ahead. And, of course, Michael Tusky with the Olympic sports update. Back in a few minutes.